Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or just visiting family in the Central Florida area, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in Hawaii, at Alani, Hilton Head Island, or good old Walt Disney World, stay at the Poly, Old Key West, Boardwalk, Yacht and Beach Club, Contemporary, or the Grand Floridian, or don't forget the Animal Kingdom, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the Central Florida resorts, if you want to go to Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, again, visiting family, contact scootorlando.com. Show's also being brought to you by our friends and your friendly travel agent in me at American Tourist Travel. If you want to go to Walt Disney World, contact me and I'll be sure to help you out. Or anywhere else in the world, contact American Tourist Travels at americantouristtravels.com. And last but not least, head over to our website at It's All in WDW to check out all of our great sponsors. Okay, guys, we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Bye-bye.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, John. Hey, John, we're doing a drive-through today. You're on the road again.
On the road again. Yes, to quote Willie Nelson, I am indeed on the road again. In more than one way, certainly. So.
Yeah, just as long as you ain't smoking like him, you're okay.
No. I had to do my drug test again, so that's a big negative no. Although they did lose my drug test. I got to Disney on Wednesday, and they informed me that they had lost my second drug test, and they were trying to find it, but I couldn't drive until they found the results. And so they spent all of Wednesday looking for it, and by Thursday morning they had found it, and I was cleared. So I could finally get to start driving the bus on Thursday. So.
Did they tell you of Jay Ajayi for blood?
No. Fortunately, alcohol after 24 hours does not show up in your system. Okay. Actually, less than 24 hours. So, yeah, I'm good there.
I think for some reason, if Jay Ajayi lost the formula for that, they could take samples from you and reinvent Jay Ajayi.
Yeah, they might. There might be enough in my DNA to replicate that. So.
But anywho, how are you enjoying your But learning how to drive the bus, John?
For the most part, it's a lot like the truck. There's a couple of differences. And I think the biggest issue I'm having, and really it's not that big of an issue, it's just some of my... Doug, if you were... You are a drywall master of the universe, or so I've heard yourself proclaim. So evidently you definitely know how to drywall and certainly other projects, but you are the king drywaller. So imagine coming to Disney, you're going to drywall for Disney, and you've got a guy that's been working for Disney for 10 years, and he's going to teach you how to drywall. you know how to do it, but you don't know how to do it the Disney way. That's basically where I'm at. So.
I get it. It's kind of like I know what I'm doing with drywall. I'm very good at it. I've done it for a lot of years. But there's been times where you go to different companies and they think they invented it and you don't know anything. So I understand exactly what you're talking about.
There you go. So, I mean, there's the one thing that I admit, and I'm pretty good at constructive criticism. I can take constructive criticism, so it doesn't bug me that much. But the one problem that I realize that I have is, you know, driving a truck, I'm offset from my back wheels. I sit in from the back wheels. They're about 10 to 12 inches to the left of where I'm sitting in the cab. because the box is wider than the cab itself. On a bus, I'm in a perfectly straight line. So I'm dead even with my back wheels. And so when I'm driving, I have a tendency to stay a little too far to the right, hugging the white line, where I would be on a truck. In the bus, I'm too far to the right. So it's just breaking that habit and getting used to driving a different vehicle. But other than that, it's fine. The guy tried to stump me today. We were doing backing up exercises, and I'm like, dude, you can't stump me there. There's one thing I can do is back a truck up, believe me.
Yeah, and backing a bus up is easier than backing a car up because you don't have the trailer. I mean, then packing a tractor trailer is harder to back up than a bus.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, so, without a doubt. So. But
I know you're doing good. I'm sure you enjoy it. But that would be a difference, too, is like it's kind of like the difference of driving a pickup truck with a hood and then driving a van that you don't have any hood.
Yeah. It's similar to that type of stuff. And you know, and both the truck, the big truck I drove, and then the bus, they're both wide vehicles. So, I mean, you don't have a whole lot of leeway to play with on either side of the lane, so you've got to make sure you're on your right marker. But that's the only issue that I've had so far. And actually, the trainer that is training me, he basically said I would have passed yesterday with the driving exam, and I would have passed today with the pre-trip. So
well, that's
as long as my nerves don't get me, I should be fine, you know. And but I do have a tendency. I know the night before, and it's ridiculous. I mean, I've had a Class B for 30 years. I've driven a truck for 30 years, but the night before, I'm going to be a nervous wreck, you know. But it is what it is. So, but.
Well, we have faith in you, John. Know that the whole podcast and Main Street Pub family will be supporting you. So, know we have your back. So.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of people on the bus, hopefully very soon. So.
Yeah, and the other thing with a bus, too, it has a different. How can I put it? Like, remember I talked to you. I'm not comparing. I've drove a lot of steak bodies, flatbed, box trucks, stuff like that. I've never really driven tractor trailer much. Both my fathers are tractor trailer drivers, and one of my best friends is. So I've been in them and been around them, but I won't consider myself a tractor trailer driver by no means. Box trucks, yeah. Because of being in construction, I've driven a lot of big vehicles. But even the turn radius on the bus has to be way different than what a tractor trailer is, because of the way the trailer will maneuver compared to the overall wheelbase of that bus. The way you got to swing that is way different, isn't it, John?
Yeah. The tires are set back farther on this. And that's the other thing about these buses, as opposed to any truck I've driven, is the overhang on a bus. You know, you're sitting above your front. In front of your front axle.
Yeah.
You know, in a truck, you're sitting above your front axle or right even with it. And in this one, I'm sitting a good foot and a half ahead of my front axle.
Yeah.
So you have an overhang. So when you, and there's some of these resorts that you go to, you park to pick up people, you're basically sitting on top of the sidewalk by the time you park, you know?
Yeah, and it's kind of hard to get used to that feeling.
Yeah.
Like, you're feeling like not trying to make a joke out of this, but it's you feel like the cart's way before the horse in some ways.
Exactly, and I actually even it threw me off just coming out to Disney when I used to drive a truck and seeing the buses do that, because it throws me off from driving it. You know, it's a weird feeling. But getting used to that. But yeah, that's the only two things, and that's just something that I have to get used to. So yeah, finally Thursday I was able to start driving, and so Thursday and Friday we just spent driving around the resort for hours and hours and hours and practicing the pre-trip and then practicing the skills, and then today finally on the third day of driving we were able to actually pull into the resort.
But I will say that is awesome that they make you do that, because like me and you talked about off the air, like with me doing construction, one of the crappy parts of my job is you'll get a call from your boss and say, you need to go to New Brunswick tomorrow and here's the address, and you get no dry run. But if I get a few days in advance, I'll take a dry run to the job, because there's nothing like having that little bit of knowing where you're going. And the same thing with you, like say you're driving in the Riverside or whatever resort you're going to. Every one of those bus stops are totally different. The pitch point, every one of them, it's a totally different angle. So with you being able to drive through these with all this practice, when you finally have to do it, I think you'll be a lot more secure in doing it.
Oh, yeah, it'll be second nature by that time. But, no, like I said, but today was finally the day we could actually pull into the hotels and the resorts. The other days it was just driving around the roads, just the roads, not into a single resort. So, yeah, I was happy today to actually finally get to pull into some of the resorts, even though and I know I've done it too, and you probably have too. You're sitting there waiting for the bus, and you see the bus come around the corner and just says training, and you go, aww. So, I was that guy today. I could see several people. They looked, aww, and broke their hearts.
It'd have been cool if you open up the door and let them walk up and go, psych. Gotcha. But I'm glad you're. What resorts did you go? What resorts did you go to, John?
Today we did Caribbean Beach, Pop Century, Pop Century, Art of Animation, and the Riviera. That, for those in the know, is called the Hollywood Studios neighborhood.
Yep.
So.
And what was the hardest? Which route's the hardest of them?
Oh, none of them. None of them. None of them are that hard. I mean, there's a couple of turns and stuff like that, but even when you get into the actual resorts themselves, as long as you're safe in the resorts, they're not sticklers on staying in certain areas on the resorts. And that's going to be no part of the DOT. You know, the big part of driving at the resorts is going the proper speed and keeping an eye out for people running in front of your bus.
Yeah.
So, being alert. So.
Well, that's the other positive thing about driving on a resort, a bus, instead of driving in the city. Like, every one of these bus stops are designed to be a bus stop, where when you're driving a route around the city, bus stops become areas that aren't easy to get to, John. They just need to be picked up there. So
the great thing is, and you know from riding the buses out there, that when they park on that stop line, they park in such a way that they never have to back up. You can just turn your wheels to the left and ease right out into freaking traffic. So the goal.
Okay. So as we lost you, John, on this ride home, which we possibly could do more, ladies and gentlemen, so we apologize now, but you were talking about how your wheels are pointed to the left and then you disappeared. You went off to the wild blue yonder.
There you go. No, you point your wheels to the left and then ease right out into traffic. And the goal, of course, is that in an entire day of driving the bus, you never have to hit reverse. That's how all those stops at all those resorts are designed, that you never have to back up. So.
No, they do make it easy. I mean, and then they have actually added more and more bus routes and stuff like that. So you're not dealing with traffic as much. You're basically just dealing with other bus traffic most of the time.
Yeah, especially around Disney Springs, you have those bus-only lanes and stuff like that. So, yeah, it should be a good gig. It's looking like I'm going to like it a lot once I get familiar with everything. You know, I have to get through the training here, and then it'll take me about three, I don't know, what's it usually take, a month, 2 months before you really feel comfortable at any new job? And then, so I'm thinking by the end of January, end of February, I should be perfectly happy and ease with everything, you know what I mean?
So. Yeah, I've been with my company 7 years now, and I'm still not comfortable with the guys. I still don't think they like me.
Yeah, well, that might just be you. I don't know.
Yeah, especially the boss's son, Joey. He don't like me at all. He's the one that listens to the show, so I have to give him a little stab. Anyhow, nah, he's a big Disney nut, DVC, so. Anywho, and then, John, last week we had to talk a little bit about the presidential election. I mean, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about it, wouldn't we?
Well, seeing as that's what's going on in the world, so we had to mention it.
Yeah. So, you know, we got some garbage from our buddy out and a guy, Dan, that follows the show out in California, telling me that I need to shut up about talking politics and talk nothing but Disney. So, And my guy lost, John, is what I'm being accused of. Now, did I give any political sway either way that I which way I voted, John? Did we mention on the show and I was out of my mind and said which way I voted or not?
No, I don't remember you saying that, Doug.
Okay, so I just wanted to make sure I wasn't losing my mind. But anyway, I'm a registered independent. As long as you voted, you can complain. If you didn't vote, I don't even want to hear about it. Right, John?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You had a chance to make your voice heard, so.
So, and we'll be listening to it probably for another 3 months, so get used to it. Because God only knows where this is going now, but.
It's not going to go away any soon. I expect they're probably put Biden into the Hall of Presidents, and then maybe him and Trump can just duke it out in the front of in the front of Hall of Presidents.
Well, what'll end up happening, Harris will be in, and then both of them get kicked off the stage from her, too. So, but anywho, it's crazy times right now. And then even more crazy times, did you see what the governor, Robbie's writing, the governor of California out there?
I actually saw that tweet a little bit but when I was waiting to clock out.
Yeah.
Today, yeah, apparently. It's okay for him to go to fancy-schmancy parties at the French Laundry, but God forbid Disneyland open is basically the gist. Is that correct?
Yeah, he can go to a birthday party. This wonderful governor of California, who's doing such a bang-up job out there, you know, and he's going to birthday parties and telling people they must stay home, and it's just sad. The whole thing is sad, but it cracks you up there. I mean, I've been listening to a lot of these podcasts. I listen to a lot of history podcasts and stuff like that. Dude, the politicians are worse than the mob members.
Well, the hypocrisy is
yes,
man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, do as I say, not as I do. I mean, you know.
So. Oh, it's just sad, and then Disney recorded its first losing. Now everybody else will take this one way, but you know, Doug will take it the other. Disney lost money for the first time in a quarter in 40 years, John.
Okay. It was bound to happen.
What's that?
I said it was bound to happen.
Okay, so all the years they're doing splendid. They didn't. So 40 years they made a profit and didn't put any money away for a rainy day. So that means after one quarter of going in the negative, they get to lay off half their cast members. Ain't that swell of them?
I'm not. So I'm good.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, though, John. It's like, I mean, everybody else takes it as, oh, poor Disney, they lost after 40. No, they've been printing money for 40 years. They even had Disney dollars, for God's sakes.
Yeah, they were literally printing their own money.
Yes, exactly. So it's like, I just don't understand it, but Bob and them are still making their money. So I don't understand either, right, John? If they did lose, why would all those executives even get paid? I mean, they get all these bonuses for making money, like, gazillion dollars. Shouldn't Bob have to pay back like $6 million for this crappy quarter?
Yeah, they ought to make that. They ought to write that incentives into some of the NFL players where they get, you know, certain if they get 100 yard, so many 100 yard games, they make this much more. If they get to the playoffs, they make this much more. Should be the same thing. You have to pay it back if you don't get.
Well, the ones I would agree with you that on with that is less football than. The baseball players are the biggest criminals of all.
Absolutely, yeah.
They're the biggest criminals, dude, because they'll sign like a 14-year guaranteed contract, and in year three, they're eating sausage and donuts all day, drinking beers, batting .240.
129.
Yes. Yeah. You know, who's this Mendoza guy? I'm looking to break his record. But, and then let's get into your, what happened to Tommy last week, John?
You got me, dude. I have no idea. That was just a disgusting display of football is what it was.
Was like someone, were they tilting the stadium when he was playing? Because like the ball was going everywhere but to the receivers.
That was horrible. Their defense wasn't good. So, yeah, the Bucs did not look anything like a they didn't even look like an NFL team, much less an NFL playoff team last week. So, yeah, I don't know what that was. Unless New Orleans is just the best team in the whole NFC right now. So. Oh, they're good, but I don't know if they're that good. So.
No, I think they are because they've been together the longest.
Yeah.
They got a good team there, and Sean Payton's a great coach.
Oh, he's straight out coached Bruce Arians. There's no doubt. I mean, and Tom Brady just looked like a – I don't know. he looked disgusting.
So. Yeah. And I think Drew Brees wanted to prove, listen, there's more than one 40-year-old in this game. Yeah, I know Tom's great and he's wonderful, but you know, I'm not chopped liver either here, and I've had some passing titles and I put up some serious numbers myself. So, you know, and he went through some trials and tribulations too in his career. I mean, all you hear about is Tommy being a 6th-round pick. Nobody talks about what happened to him and kicked in New Orleans because of his shoulder surgery and the way he reinvented himself. He did a fabulous job. So.
Yeah. And the Saints looked really good. Buccaneers looked atrocious, and the Saints looked really good. By the way, Doug, as we're recording, we're recording Saturday night on my way home. I am recording the Gators game as I drive home. So if you happen to catch a score, please keep it to yourself.
So. Okay, I'm looking that up right now to ruin it for you.
Yeah. I figured you would.
And then Rob, I made a comment to Robbie about the stupid governor of California. And Robbie wrote, I am even more bitter because I have never been able to get a reservation for that place.
Yeah, I would imagine that French Laundry is supposedly one of the hardest tables to get in probably all the United States.
Well, I think I would want to go there now just because of that garbage.
Just because the governor's
Just because his cruddy butt set in that place. I won't want to take a chance of being near him.
There you go.
So how'd you do last week in fantasy, John?
I lost. And then Lisa's beating me right now. I'm playing my wonderful wife. Oh, and by the way, a happy 24th. She won't listen to the show, but anyway, happy 24th anniversary to my lovely wife. Yesterday was our anniversary, Friday the 13th. We actually got married on Friday the 13th, too. So, well, Friday the 13th is a very lucky day for both of us.
And me, too. That was my mom's birthday, December 13th. And she used to love when it fell on a Friday.
Oh, I love when it happens. So, the whole superstitious thing doesn't bug me a bit. So.
Well... Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy, 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 happy anniversary. Remember that, John?
That was the Flintstones.
Yes, it was. My favorite show. It shows you the mentality of me, John.
Well, that's all right because I still watch, I still like The Simpsons. Something about adult cartoons. I get a kick out of it.
Mine was The Flintstones and The Jetsons.
I like them, and I like Scooby-Doo. So.
Yeah, my wife loves Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo would get on... So. What's his face? Shaggy would get on my last nerve.
I liked it until Scrappy. Yeah. I thought when Scrappy came in, they really jumped the shark. So. Yeah,
they pulled a Fonzie.
Yes. No, I used to love the Scooby-Doos, the corny ones where they had special guest stars, like the Globetrotters and Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. It was so terrible, but it was great. So.
And my wife even drugged me out to see the Scooby-Doo movies in the movie theater.
Oh, God bless her.
Yeah, she loved the Scooby-Doo, so I'd take one for the team. But I got off easy last week. I beat O-Town, Mr. Hamilton, 108-51.
Yeah, I think maybe Kevin has quit. So.
Yeah, and that's sad.
Yeah, I mean, my other league, I'm I think I have two wins, but every week I'm out there trying to shuffle stuff around to keep playing. So,
yeah, there's nothing like beating somebody and make them miss the playoffs, too. That's how you get a little fun out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Our buddy Mr. Trent, Duckburg Ducks, knocked off you, Johnny, 115-88.
Yeah.
Monorail Bob, don't feel bad, Bob. Evan's been knocking everybody off. He beat him 142-96. Judith don't love you anymore. I don't think your son's going to be... She's not happy with him. He beat her 98-97.
Ooh, that was a close one.
Yep. Pat's on a roll here. Mr. Dole Whip won 122-86. Our buddy Sean Duffy with his mirrors... You know, his blinders and mirrors here. He won 109-85 over Mr. Ryan. And then your beautiful wife, happy anniversary, Lisa. She won 107. She beat our buddy Tommy to 103.
Yeah, it was a close one too. So.
And
like I said, I'm playing Lisa this week, and my son's assisting her, or claims he's assisting her. So I don't like this whole double team thing. It's not working for me.
Well, I'm playing Monorail Bob this week. Evan's playing Mr. Trent. You're playing O-Town, or your son is playing O-Town.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pat is playing Judith, and he's not being nice to her. He has 28 points already.
Already, dude.
But it's showing she's projected to win, so let's hope, John. Did I say that out loud on the show?
No,
that I'm rooting for somebody else? Sean's playing Bangers and Mash. Tommy Lee's playing Aaron Ryan. And you and your beautiful wife are playing. You're still.
Yep.
It's projected to be a close game, too, John.
Yes, yeah, real close. So.
But anywho, what else do we have on the docket, John? I'll tell you what, I made some great tacos this week. Last night and tonight we had them. They were very good. So, I don't know, Johnny. They're testing fireworks around the parks. Have you seen any sign of this?
This is what the story I was about to bring up. It's what actually everybody's talking about at the buses. We saw the trucks yesterday, the pyrotechnics trucks. I saw the article on a couple of sites today, and it was on the Hub, our Disney cast member site, that Monday night between 10 and midnight they'll be testing the fireworks. And I already told Lisa if I didn't work Tuesday, we'd be heading over to the Poly and parking at the Poly and walking out to the beach to watch fireworks. But unfortunately, I got to be there early on Tuesday, so I can't really do that.
That's a shame. But
I
bet you'd have a lot of fun. I mean, just to see the fireworks around the parks again would kind of be good.
Yes. Last couple of days, this week I've actually been training at the car care center, which is the, you know, right there at that speedway when you leave the Magic Kingdom,
yep.
The parking lot. That's the car care center, and that's where we've been all week. And so yesterday I left there, stopped by the Polynesian on the way home, just walk around, take a little quick. And you know what I was looking for? My goal, Doug, is to be one of the first people on that bridge, but it's not happened yet. They've got the path blocked off at the Grand Floridian. You can't get to the bridge.
Yeah.
Not yet. So,
and they're not even working on it anymore, I don't think.
No, and it looks done, and it's,
yeah.
And it's crossed over. But if you were here, I would talk you into going, because you wouldn't get in trouble. But me and with my cast member ID, I'm afraid I would get into too much trouble if I just kind of there's a building at the Grand Floridian where you can walk into, you know, this building, and the other set of doors opens onto a patio, and then there's just a green field, a green pasture, big old green yard. There's no sidewalk. But right next to that big old green field pasture is the sidewalk that goes to the bridge. Now, the entrance to that sidewalk is blocked off, but if you were out playing on the grass and you just saw the sidewalk and you just kind of popped onto it, you know, But, yeah, I'm afraid to do it. But I know other people probably could. So,
well, if I was there, you know my stoop. I'd be over there snooping my head off.
Yep. And it's crossed over, so I don't know why it's not open, unless they're still installing some of the lights or something like that along the way. But, yeah, I keep checking there. As long as I work over the car care center, I'll probably check that building every day to see if that sidewalk's open, because my goal is to, as soon as that opens, is to cross over there and walk to the Magic Kingdom. So,
well, if I'm not mistaken, the Grand Floridian's not 100% open yet. Maybe that's why.
Maybe. I don't know. There was quite a few people there. I mean, it's probably not what it is pre-COVID or anything of that sort, but both the Polynesian and the Grand Floridian, and actually stopped by the boardwalk tonight, they look a lot more normal. They still are not anywhere near what I would say was the pre-COVID days, but as opposed to when we were there in June and July, it's a whole lot more normal. So it's getting there.
Yeah, it's just scary. I have funny, I'm scared that they're going to want to shut everything down again.
Yeah, I've heard that too, because, I mean, the cases are supposedly going up everywhere, and it's getting extremely bad again. So, but I don't know, because everything I've heard about the precautions that we take at Disney, it seems to be working. I don't think any cases, any giant outbreaks have been traced back to people visiting Disney and stuff like that. And believe me, as a cast member, I know we're doing everything we physically can to ensure that you know, even the touch points on the buses, we're spraying those buses down every morning, even though there's only two of us in it. We're spraying it down like, you know, we're loading it full of passengers. So, and that's on an empty bus. So imagine what's happening on a bus that is full of people. Well, not even full of people. We've got 15 people on it. So.
Well, that's the other thing that's going to be pretty good for you starting off. That you're not going to have to deal with a full bus of idiots either to start off.
I don't have to deal with that just yet. I don't have to deal with the crazy traffic just yet. You know, I'm used to driving in traffic. I mean, after Sarasota, Disney is nothing.
But if you can get a month or two in without it.
Yeah, of ease of ease into it. Yeah, so much the better.
Yeah, gradually work your way up to a busload of morons. Yeah, like I told you the trip with the parents sitting there, and finally the father. I'm like, do you know you have kids? I mean, that idiot was just sitting there with his head in the phone, and his wife is yelling at him constantly, and he's just ignoring all of them, John. I mean, like, what's wrong with you?
Lisa loves to go out there, and she picks on certain fathers, because I don't know if you can tell this, Doug, but I'm a very proactive father. I spent a lot of time with my son growing up and stuff like that, and so she loves picking on the ones that she goes, and that guy works 100 hours a week, he doesn't even know his kids' names.
Yeah. Those two are complete strangers.
Yep. And you can tell that he would much rather be on a golfing holiday in Tahiti than he would rather be at Disney World with his three kids and his wife that he barely talks to. So, not to make any generalizations about people.
No, but we've all seen them.
Yes, you can tell. You can tell.
Yeah. So. Hey, John, you'll be able to see something else, too, next time you're at Epcot. The walls are up, and there's something going in Italy.
Interesting.
You're driving. You want to read this?
Sure, I got it. Some scrums have arrived in Italy.
There you go. Anyway, John, does the Bettina Group have any other restaurants at Walt Disney World?
They have a couple.
Pretty soon, Epcot, Disney World is going to be called Bettina World. Anywhere, Bettina Restaurant Group is adding a new food and beverage location to World Showcase between Italy and the American Adventure Pavilion at Epcot. The walls have been up for a couple weeks now. We now have a permit allocated to the area. The description doesn't offer much information beyond install new food vending building. The contract is Icarus Exhibits, and the permit has an expiration date of the end of 2021. Disney and Bettina is yet to formally announce the project, but from its name, El Gelateria, G-E-L-A-T-E-R-I-A, Gelateria? What do you think, John?
Il Gelateria.
Anyway, we should be expecting a healthy dose of frozen Italian desserts. Bettina operates all the eateries within the Italian Pavilion, along with the upcoming Space 2020 restaurant. So, we might get some major gelato over here, John.
That's not surprising. The one Lisa's one sweet spot that she really loves out at Epcot is that chocolate gelato at that cart, and every time I stand in line to get her one, there's probably generally on a busy day there was probably 15 to 20 people waiting in that line. So I know they sell a lot of gelato out of there, and they sell a lot of espresso and coffee at that kiosk too. So, and based on the popularity of the ice cream parlor in France, I think this was a probably an easy decision. So
now I hope it's half. I hope they decide to sell some kind of counter service food, though, year-round.
That's what I was hoping, yeah. Yeah, it would be nice to have quick-service Italian right there, wouldn't it?
Yes. I mean, how cool would it be to get a fresh baked roll with an Italian meatball sub or something outside?
Yep. Or a nice bowl of minestrone soup or something like that. And change it up every once in a while, something. But yeah, a quick service Italian that was actually good, as opposed to places like Pinocchio's Village House and stuff. So.
And we'll stay at Epcot. The demolition continues of the center area, John. I mean, it's slowly coming down. It's very sad. I'm excited to see what they do, but by the time I get back down here, the whole Future World's not even going to be the same. I mean, I know it isn't now, but all of our memories are gone, John. All we're going to do is be able to remember them. There ain't going to be anything there from when I first started going. Spaceship Earth, but nothing else.
Unfortunately, they had started the demolition of the Fountain of Nations and everything before COVID, because they could have just left that, because now they're not doing that Island in the Sky and that whole bit. So all that's been postponed. So I don't know what they're going to put in the middle right now.
They might just pave it.
Yeah, it might just be a big goofy parking lot now. So
they'll probably do something like I could see them doing a bunch of flowers and walkways and stuff like that, just to get you to and from.
Yeah, and hopefully they didn't completely shelf the Island in the Sky idea, and hopefully it comes back, because that seemed really cool.
Yep.
That would have been a really fantastic place to watch the new fireworks spectacular there. So.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what happens, and I hope everything I hope the economy stays the same and everything after all this craziness is gone between the COVID and then the election. I hope the bottom don't fall out and things continue to rise and Disney can get back to where they were.
Yeah, that would be nice. And hopefully our country at some point can figure out that we're all Americans again instead of red and blue. So.
Yeah, well, oh, you from your lips to God's ears, John.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, you're not allowed to have an opinion. It ain't the same as anybody else's anymore. You know, dude, I mean, me and my friends disagree so much. I mean, we're always on different sides of the fence. It doesn't mean I don't love them. Don't mean I don't respect them. You know, it's just the way it is. But anymore, if you don't agree with somebody, they want to take it to the total extreme.
I had never seen that so much until this year, where if you don't agree with my political viewpoints, then we can't even be friends anymore. I mean, really, it'd be just because we differ on some things that I don't know.
And we just had Veterans Day, John, last week, and thank you again for your service. But that's what the veterans fought for, so we can have political science. So we weren't run like England, and we weren't have one government or other countries that one rule was it. We wanted to break free from all that, so we could all have our rights. Am I wrong, John? To be free and independent.
And everybody's entitled to their opinion. Even if you feel it's wrong, that doesn't necessarily mean. And it's hard to say where people get their viewpoints from. You know, I mean, you haven't walked a mile in their shoes. You don't know where they come from when it comes to things like that. Mm-hmm. And they may feel certain ways because of things that have happened in their life, and they're entitled to feel that way. So.
But it doesn't mean you go and hurt or harm or destroy some other people's property or destroy their lives because you're unhappy with what a decision is.
Yeah.
I mean, so anyway, it's scary. But we positive thing is, dude, have you watched any of those Animal Kingdoms yet?
No, I've worked all week, and I get up at 5 o'clock. I get home at 9 o'clock, so I haven't had a chance to watch much of anything. I haven't even watched Mandalorian from last weekend yet. So
It was good this week again.
I watched half of the one where Baby Yoda was eating the frog eggs halfway through the
one. Okay. But anywho, the Animal Kingdom, John. I think it was the last episode me and Brenda watched this morning, and we both wept a little bit, I think. I think it's the last episode of the season.
You guys really like that show? I'm going to have to... I got him recorded. I'll check him out. Maybe I'll try to do it on Monday. I can't do it tomorrow. It's football. Maybe I can do it on my break on Monday. Maybe I can watch an episode or something. So
good. They showed Baby Grace, one of the gorillas, which was amazing. Them trying to get her to get up because she was a little behind on her growth. they showed two. They showed Gus the hippopotamus, and he's a 2-year-old male that was born there, and they put him in with another male. And at first, it looked like they were going to get along, and they got into like major fight, which was really good. Not that they fought; both of them were okay.
I know where Doug's coming from now. He just wants to see some.
No, it was, some, me and my wife were just like, here. "Get him out of there! Don't hurt him!" We were yelling at him. And then they had the white rhino. They showed him trying to mate and stuff like that because of the species and all. I mean, but every episode, John, behind the scenes and the care and the caregiving that these animal these veterinarians and animal caretakers do is incredible. The job they do.
Yeah, they're some of the most dedicated cast members that Disney has.
You know, so with all this stuff going on, it scares the crap out of me that they won't let any of the Animal Kingdom and let the quality that they treat them back there go down any, trying to save $5 so Bob Chapek and Iger can still get their bonus money.
I don't think you have to worry about that. I think that is fully taken care of. I did see an article this week, maybe you saw it, was that the affection section over at Rafiki's Planet Watch is supposed to open back up.
Yep, that's where I was getting on with the Animal Kingdom. But I'm happy about that.
See how I saw that segue right there and I jumped on it?
Yeah, good job, buddy. Good job. I'm excited about that, John. I love that area.
Yeah, it's a cool area, especially for maybe some folks that don't live out in goober country like I do to actually see some goats and some sheep and stuff like that, and you can go in there and pet them. And I know there was one freaky dude that was out there right before we shut down working the trains that he has, let's say, an affinity for the goats, and he had to be escorted off property.
Oh, Jesus, John.
So, yeah, a little weird, but it's good to see the place back open. So.
Yeah, my wife met one of the keepers there that she fell in love with her. I mean, her and my sister-in-law Donna spoke to her for like an hour. I finally had to go, listen, we are paying for this vacation. Oh, I want to go see some other stuff. If you could, she's a sweet, sweet lady, and God bless her. But, you know, I'm good now. We've been back there for 2.5 hours at Rakifi's Planet Watch.
After a while, it's a goat. It's a goat.
Yes. But she's telling her whole life story of how she got there and all, which is cool. And I liked hearing it the first time, but we're on the third version of it all. I was kind of, you know.
All right. Already. Okay.
But, no, I'm happy that's open. And the reason being is, like you said, John, you were joking around, but with the way kids are nowadays and all with their heads in the phones and the computers – how often do any of these kids get to see any wild animals anymore?
No, and a lot of kids that live in suburbs or in the cities, they don't even see the goats and actually interact with any sheep and stuff like that. So what do they have back there? They have the goats, the sheep. Then they had a couple of miniature donkeys, and there at one time they had miniature horses back there. And there was one other animal they had every once in a while that was back there. So, but yeah, it's a cool spot for people to hang out and to actually get to see some of those animals. So.
Well, I'm just glad slowly but surely everything's opening. Chapek confirms that Walt Disney World has increased its capacity. I think they're up to 35% now, John, they're saying, but
yeah, that sounds about right. So, yeah, and I can definitely tell there's more traffic on the roads out there now. And I think people are getting back to a point where even if they're realizing that this isn't going away anytime soon, that, you know, you can still do things as long as you're safe and take precautions.
Well, so. John, a lot of people also are getting sick in a lot of different ways because of this, like it's being stuck in the house and depression and stuff like that. So you can only go so far. So Walt Disney World, here we go. The GoFundMe page needs to be started. Walt Disney Company's fourth quarter earnings show park experience and products down 61% from a year ago. Boo-hoo, no kidding. Everybody's money's down except for Target, Walmart, and stuff like that.
Yeah, and Pizza Hut and Burger King, all them places are making money, but Yeah, for anything. I mean, as bad as Disney is, think about movie theaters. There you go. So, you know.
It says revenues for the fourth quarter were $14.71 billion is what they brought in, John. That's such a shame. Instead of 76 and 78 billion, they only brought in 14 billion. This 14.71 billion with a loss per share of 20 cents. Disney has estimated that the impact of COVID-19 for the fourth quarter has been $3.1 billion, and $2.4 billion that was the park's experience and product. So, all the quarters prior, they made 70 some billion dollars, and now all of a sudden they lose two, and we're supposed to feel horrible for them, John.
I don't know.
I mean, apparently Disney and corporations like banks and all these banks and card, like remember how we bailed out the cars years ago, all the car manufacturers?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Ford, Chevy, all them.
Yeah, but I truly believe that Ford, like all the people that own Ford, Chevy, GM, and Dodge, I'm sure all their families, they weren't broke. You know what I'm saying, John? I'm sure Henry Ford's grandkids and all they're doing just fine, John, when we were giving all them money.
Yep.
The bottom line is, so they print money for all these years, things go bad, and me and you that make our measly dollars per hour and pay our taxes have to bail all these corporate bigwigs out. Is something don't seem right about that, John.
Price of doing business, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I just don't understand how I'm bailing out Chase Manhattan Bank. You know what I'm saying, John?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't get it.
No. The holiday decorations at the Springs, you said they really look pretty, didn't you, John?
Yeah, they were up. So I didn't see any of the Polynesian just yet. I don't think I saw any Grand Floridian. And there was some up at, when we drove through Coronado today, they had some of the stuff up. So yeah, it's going up all around property. Probably within a week, it'll be up everywhere. So
I love Disney for the holidays, John. And while we're there, John, I mean, I meant to bring this up too, that Harambe Market's going to reopen beginning November 14th, which is today, and it's going to operate from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends and other busy days. Like, out of all the places on property, I would have to say, for what it could be and what it is, I think it's probably the most disappointing area on property right now. I love it. It looks beautiful. But the food and the whole atmosphere, I mean, the food and the experience of getting the food isn't the best there. Would you disagree with me?
No, and I had such high hopes for it when they're
the highest.
When the menu first came out, it looked like it was really going to be unique, different, and that there was going to be some good stuff there. But I think you said you had the worst corn dog or the version of a corn dog. Was that you that had that?
It was my godson. I got the skewers, okay. But we all tried some things. You know how you separate it and give to each other. But it was dry, John. It wasn't good. And neither was the sausages there. Remember they had that sausage or whatever it was?
Yeah, we had, me and Lisa got two of the kids' things there one time just to try the stuff. We had the chicken, and I think it was the ribs. And that stuff was okay, but I think they discontinued that. So they, like, discontinued the stuff that was pretty good. And I don't know, because it's frustrating, Doug.
Sorry, John, we lost you on your road trip again. You said what bothered you was...
Yeah, working over there at Harambe platform on the trains, waiting for those trains to come in, you'd smell the meat cooking over there and grilling, and it smelled fantastic. But then to actually get the food and be disappointed in it was heartbreaking. So.
No, and it really is for me. Like, the area is nice. I know our friends Carmen and Brian from The Adventures of Carmen and Brian. They love sitting over there and watching the train go by, which I do too, but... There's, like, nothing on this menu I could say is my favorite, if you follow me, John. Do you disagree with me? Like, there's nothing. You would think something would jump out from this. Like, making the whole Harambe Market, you would think there would be one thing that would be like, oh, my God, this is the best on property. And I just don't.
You know, Adam,
there's nothing the best.
No, out of all that quick service stuff over that way, the roast corn from that little kiosk over there by Kilimanjaro Safaris is about the best.
Yeah, that is good. There's only thing is eating corn on the cob, roaming around the parks. I really don't feel like getting on the Kilimanjaro Safari, sitting next to somebody with corn in my teeth. You know what I mean, Johnny? So
we had a.
So, John, we lost you again. I was talking about corn in my teeth. What were you going to say?
I said when I worked on the trains, there's a very, very sweet lady there that works that used to be what the technical term is, friends with Minnie Mouse, but now works on the trains. And she is a vegetarian. And so what she'd eat for lunch about once a week when I worked with her was she'd have somebody that was wearing just a t-shirt underneath their uniform and take their uniform off and walk over there and get the corn for lunch.
Oh, jeez. it is good. It does smell good, but it was, like, not fun to, you know what I mean?
Yep.
You know how I am. I'm a neat freak, so eating that was kind of, like, not the, you know, walking around and eating that wouldn't be work for me. I have to sit down with napkins and, you know
yep.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even when I eat corn on the cob at home, I do it on the grill, I throw it on the grill, and then I cut it off the cob. I don't like it stuck in my teeth.
Cob, huh?
Yeah, I cut it off the cob and put it on my plate. Where's regular corn come from? Off the cob.
Alrighty.
Yeah, that's how I eat it, John. I don't front on this show. I tell the truth. Yeah, the Rombay Market now have a ribs bowl for $14. They got a chicken bowl, a Harambe salad, which is Mediterranean-influenced salad with peppercini, Kalamata olives, cucumbers, tomato, feta, served with Greek-style vinaigrette dressing, and then the Harambe salad with chicken. And then they got a plant-based hot link bowl. Plant-based sausage, John. You're headed right there now, ain't you?
Oh, you know I am. You know it.
So, yeah, they did away with a lot of things here, John.
Yeah, it sounds like they really stripped the menu down.
Yeah, they used to have ribs and everything else here.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it ain't even having a Harambe Market rice bowl, chicken bowl, Harambe salad. I mean, I don't know. I'm not happy with that menu, John. That place could be so much better.
I'm at Animal Kingdom, and as much as I like that area, and it's certainly nice to sit there with a beer and watch my train go by, but I'm heading over to Santui Canteen or Flame Tree Barbecue. Much better food.
Oh, this homie's going to Nomad Lounge.
Oh, wow. Or yeah, there you go.
Nomad Lounge or my Yak and Yeti.
Yeah, there's a lot better options all around at Animal Kingdom. So.
But like you said, when that opened, I was like so into it.
Yeah, sounded like a great idea. And like you said, we do love the area.
The buildings are awesome. The design of it's beautiful. But it's just, the first time I ate there was on the guys' trip when it first opened a few years ago. And we were all excited to go in there. And it was like, we were so disappointed, dude. Like, our expectation was so high. I mean, it wasn't like horrible, horrible food. It just, I'm not going back. You know, there's other things that are so much better.
Yeah, it wasn't pizza at All Star Music, but it certainly wasn't that great either. So.
No. They got the new Epcot logos up. The new Epcot logos up at the park. They look good at the entrance gates. They look really good. The Pearl, Pearl Factory reopened at the Springs, John. You running over there now?
Oh, you know it. Got to get a Pearl.
I don't get how that's going to make it and everything else is failing. Maybe I'm crazy. new nonstop security scanners now in operation at the Magic Kingdom, TTC, completing the rollout of all four parks. That's good news.
Yay.
Dude, I'll tell you what, it's pretty eerie looking at staying at the Magic Kingdom, the Rivers of America being drained.
Yeah, it looks weird where there's no water in that whole area. So
now, is it me, John, or does it seem like the Rivers of America are down or being drained more than the Liberty Bell's running, or is it me?
I don't think it's just you, because I could have swore I had a picture on Facebook that posted up like 2 months ago that was one of those ones, you know, your memory from a year ago, and it was me taking a picture of the of it being drained, but it doesn't seem that incredibly long ago at all that it was drained in the ferry, or not the ferry boat, but the Liberty Bell was up again, so.
Yeah, it just always seems like they're doing something with that. Again, I hate to beat a dead drum, but I love the Liberty Bell. I say you dry dock her and turn her into a little restaurant and then turn that whole island into something. Fill all that water in. Make it a stream instead of a river.
No, there goes Robbie's head. It exploded. Boom, there it went.
Yeah, I've been trying to do that for years. It don't happen. He has a thick head. Very thick head, John.
You
that ain't going to happen.
I'd say keep Tom Sawyer's Island and get rid of the Tomorrowland Speedway.
Well, that too, John. I would do away with Tomorrowland Speedway and Tom Sawyer's Island.
You can get rid of both of them.
Yeah, look at all the land they take up. You could do a lot of stuff with that. I know if Disney was owned by a real estate developer, they'd be gone. That's prime land there.
You know, Tom Sawyer's Island's not going to be open for as long as COVID is a concern in this country, because you know how you pack on them rafts to get over there anyway. So the only way they're going to reopen Tom Sawyer's Island anytime soon is if they built a bridge where people could walk over to it. So,
like I said, they should drink. Cut that river all the way down, make it a beautiful little stream for landscaping, and put restaurants, put stuff. Use that whole island. You could do so much with that. It's ridiculous. I mean, cause it's not used, dude. It really isn't. I'm never even with anybody. They take one look at those rafts, they don't even want to deal with it.
Yeah, even my nephew, when he came with us, or he went last year with us, and we went to the Magic Kingdom, and he had fond memories of going over there when he was, you know, 7, 8 years old, and he went over there last year. He was 15, and it's just not what I remembered it. It's such high, you know, you want to go back and reconnect with your childhood sometimes, and he just couldn't find it anymore. So.
No, it's just... Like, I've been with Jimmy, with my godsons, both my godsons, we've all been there, and it's like, nobody's ever said, Uncle Doc, let's go over there. Like, they're like, oh, it ain't worth it. Oh, I got Splash Mountain, I got Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, I got Haunted Mansion, the Liberty Bell runs great, do I want to roam around this island? Like, there's nothing, and not being smart, we've said it 1,000 times, if you went out and surveyed 1,000 kids, let's say 100, and asked them who Tom Sawyer was, any kid under 10 years old, I don't think would have any clue to you. Under 15. Probably 20.
It depends if, you know, reading books is an important part of your childhood, or if you have your children read novels and stuff like that. I don't know. I introduced my son to Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn when he was young. So.
But yeah, but that's 20-some years ago. Now it's Harry Potter.
No, there's nothing wrong with Harry Potter either.
No, but that's my point. Like, right now, you're going to read to your kid. Most people, it's Harry Potter, not Tom Sawyer. You know, and
yes,
with the way the world is going...
Books. I mean,
what's that?
I said they're good books. They really are. Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn are very good books. I mean, they tackle a lot of issues back in the 1800s. So, they're still good reads as adults. So.
Yeah, they're good reads, but I don't even know if a lot of it's politically correct either anymore, John. The way everything.
Oh, there's certainly not political.
No.
There's definitely some wording in there that's very
absolutely.
If you read it with the message that's in there, you get the point. So,
but,
you know, I mean.
But you know how that is, John. You go up to somebody at work and tell them a secret. By the time it gets back to you, you told them, "Yeah, do you believe I took one potato chip out of Charlie's bag?" By the time it goes all the way around the building, you robbed the Hers truck and stole 30 cases of chips out of the back of it. Am I wrong?
And your dog's name's Charlie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's the problem with it. Don't mean to jump around here again, but, dude, we just talked about this restaurant being built over at Epcot. It looks pretty cool behind the walls. Like, the one picture on the one website showed the scrim walls up. This one here is showing pictures above where you can see the backos and all working. It's really cool. It's going to be a nice little spot.
Yeah, it looks great. And I actually saw, you could see Ratatouille sign up and everything today over at Boardwalk, or over by International Gateway. So that looks done. So it's frustrating that that's not open yet. So.
Yeah, they're going to wait for that. Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited about all this. All these, everything going on at Epcot except for the front being ripped apart.
Yeah, yeah. And go into the International Gateway and ignore all that anyway.
There you go, Johnny. The cast members pantry organization in California, don't forget to donate to the cast members, John. That's a nice thing that they're doing for that.
It is indeed. Great organization they made up to help some of the cast members that have become unemployed and were on furlough and having a tough time making ends meet. Because if you don't know it, Doug, you don't make a whole lot of money working for Disney. So
no, you don't. Anybody in white collar does, though.
Oh, if you can ever get that far, but
well,
that's a different story.
Well, you know, Bob Iger's the brightest, most brilliant person on the entire planet. He deserves every nickel he gets. You know, he needs more. How many houses can one man own? But anyway, Cast Member Pantry, guys, a charitable organization working to provide food to furloughed cast members, is now operating in California. In a November, they show an older post here, but if you can, head over to Cast Members Pantry and donate if you can.
Yep, absolutely.
I wonder if Bob gave 2 cents to him. I'd bet he didn't, John.
I don't know. I have no speculation on that.
So. Well, I'm guessing. I'm not saying I know anything for a fact. I'm speculating, but I don't think that man gave up a nickel. I'll tell you what. The Living with the Land Christmas overlay is really cool, if you ask me. I would love to be down there to ride through there right now. If it only had a skipper, could make it better. They should have cast members on there dressed as Santa, Mr. and Mrs. Claus, driving the boats.
If only they had big, giant chocolate hot air balloons.
There you go, Johnny. Floating them around there. They're showing Epcot's new entrance, too, John, on aerial views, which is pretty cool. What else do we have here, John? They have the Grinch that sold Christmas here, John. You love it. I've never been a fan of the Grinch. What about you?
Yeah, absolutely love it. So that's it was one of my favorite books as a kid, and then I like the cartoon. I like the movie with Jim Carrey. So and I loved seeing all the stuff out at Universal. So.
So they had all these Grinch that sold Christmas stuff up here. So I wanted to say that to you, see if you like that. John, the crazy part with me is I never read any of those books. Like, I was reading the NFL Football Almanac when I was that age. That's the stuff I read. I read motorcycle magazines. I read Mad. Remember Mad magazine?
Yeah, I read a lot of Mad and Cracked.
Yeah, they were that was my speed, John. It was all NFL, pro football magazines, and all that stuff is all my reading. So.
No, I read a lot as a child. I still read a lot. So when I was very young, I used to enjoy all the Dr. Seuss stuff. So.
Oh, dude, I've been reading a lot of audiobooks lately, John.
Yep.
The Audible. Trying to see what else is going on here, Johnny. They got new Haunted Mansion ornaments coming out at Disneyland. It ain't even open, but they got them out there. Does that make any sense to you?
I haven't figured that out. We talked about something about that last week where they had something that was being released at Disneyland. It doesn't make any sense, but I don't know. You know, you mentioned How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Doug. It's not really Disney-related, but it is Orlando and attraction-related. There's Gaylord Palms. It's a big hotel near Disney. And every year they have different Christmas events. And this year it seems, I don't know, I may have to talk Lisa into going to it, because they have like 4 or 5 different Christmas movies, and they have whole scenes that you can walk through some of the famous parts from the movies. And the movies they picked were The Polar Express, don't really care, but Elf, I love Elf, Christmas Story. Absolutely love Christmas Story. And then my favorite Christmas movie of all, Christmas Vacation.
That's mine too, John.
Oh, man, and they got all these scenes where you can actually walk through there and see replicas of the stuff from the movie, like Christmas Story. They got the lamp, of course, and, you know, all that type of stuff.
Now,
and I think they've
Have Eddie pumping the RV into the septic stuff into the sewer?
I think they have a fake RV set up in front of his house, so something like that. So, yeah. So that'd be awesome.
Yeah. I love that show. I love that movie. I watched that movie. That and I seen you put out, which Brenda thought the movie was stupid. Then she didn't know what it actually was, so she never understood with Planes, Trains, and Automobiles either how great that movie is. I'd be cracking up all the time, and then finally one day she was just tired, had one of those days, and she was in bed and turned it on and. She was laughing so hard, and now it's one of her favorite movies of all time. She loves that movie.
And it's one of the few Thanksgiving movies.
Yeah.
I mean, it is all about Thanksgiving. And that is one silly movie, and I don't know why, but I guess it's kind of a unique thing, you know, thinking about some of the friendships that can form between two guys. And you run into things like that, and then John Candy's character has lost his wife and all that.
Yeah.
And I'll be damned if I can watch that movie and every frigging time I tear up at the frigging end.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a goober because I know it's going to happen, and there I am every frigging time, so it's irritating. But, yeah. I love that movie.
The movie that gets me, John, is, I don't know if you ever seen it, but I remember my dad took me to see it when I was a little kid. Because my dad and my mom separated when I was younger, but he was always a great dad. He was there. He would pick me up to do things, and he went and picked me because he ain't seen me in a couple weeks. And we went to the movies, and we seen Casey's Shadow. Have you ever seen that movie?
No, I don't even think I've heard of it.
It's about a horse. It's about a quarter horse, and it's about horse racing, and it has Walter Matthau, and I love Walter Matthau. You like Walter Matthau from Grumpy Old Men?
I remember. That's Robert. That's
Walter.
That's Matthau. I was thinking of Brimley for some reason.
No, Walter Matthau from Grumpy Old Men. He plays the lead character in it. It's about a horse that becomes something great that they didn't think it was going to be. But the horse gets hurt and they fix it. And every time I see this movie, one, I cry because it's sad because I love horses. But two, it chokes me up because it reminds me of my pop, if you follow me. So it's one movie where I got to watch it if it's on, but every single time it busts me up.
Yep. It sounds like Old Yeller.
It ain't that bad, John.
Okay.
No, it's not that bad, buddy. But it's a good movie. I think you would like it. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's called Casey's Shadow. You ever get a chance, watch it. Speaking of movies, James Gunn confirms Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 script is complete now, John.
Good. More great music from the 70s.
Yeah.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah. They got new saucer hats coming out. They got all kind of merchandise out, John. Disney's Animal Kingdom extends evening park hours in November, December. So they're going to continue to do that.
Yeah, they're definitely extending hours. I was looking at hours this weekend. Epcot was actually open 10 to 10 today. So they're definitely, I mean, we were, you know, when they first reopened, it was 11 to 7. So they're getting better. You know, I mean, the hours are getting better. There's more people out there. And so I think at some point we'll get back to being close on hours. And like you said, Doug, they are testing their fireworks at the Magic Kingdom Monday night, and I know the supposedly rumor has it that the permits were filed and everything. So there, while there's no definite date of fireworks resuming, they certainly have not given up on fireworks. So
no, hopefully not, John, because that'd be really messed if they did. So I don't see that ever happening.
No, I don't either. So.
And I think they're doing this D23 this year virtually, John.
That sounds about right, huh?
And they're doing something about Epcot, the magic of, and possibilities of Epcot. D23, Fast Fantastic World Celebration Epcot. So they're going to cover all the upcoming excitement, new things that's going to be at Epcot, John. So
yeah, Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going in, that's for sure.
So, I don't know. You finally at your destination, John?
What's that? Oh, yeah, I'm here. And can you hear me now?
Yeah, finally.
Yeah. Oh, Doug, I, go back to the buses for a minute. I have confirmed something that I was incorrect with. We had talked when I first got the job over there about how many full-time bus drivers there were at Disney. And well, I told you around.
It's okay for you to be incorrect. I'm just never incorrect. So.
Oh, okay. I had told you around 800. That is incorrect. Would you care to guess pre-COVID how many full-time bus drivers there were at Walt Disney World?
I'll say 1,250.
1,600. And their goal was to get to 2,000 by the time that the 50th anniversary rolled around. So they were in the process of hiring another 400 people. To have full-time that many bus drivers out there, which is amazing to me. And they did have a lot of people retire and stuff like that because of COVID. But, yeah, apparently they're still trying to get close to that number. So we got a lot of bus drivers. So.
Well, the good news is once you pass all this and get moving, if everything rolls the way it should, you should get yourself some good seniority quick.
Yes, yeah. I should be the first. I'll be the – hopefully the first class, you know, post-COVID reopening type thing to get going here. So, and then after 2 or 3 years, my seniority from part-time will kick in. So then I'll have a good amount of seniority. So.
Yeah, so this way, if they have to hire, if things go good and all of a sudden this magical vaccine is all good now and everything goes great, and they have to hire another 400, 500, 600 bus drivers to catch up if crowds start to move. You'll have no problem getting some hours. You might even get some day work faster than you thought you were going to.
Now I can put my bid in and get Monday through Friday, 7 to 5 every day. Wouldn't that be great? So.
Yeah, that would be great, John. Well, you never know. It might work out that way.
We'll have to see.
We're hoping for you, so. What route would you like to get if you could get one, or do you rotate constantly between the three routes?
You know, there's actually five. There's all four parks in Disney Springs, and we haven't had a chance to actually go to the hubs and work out of them just yet and run the routes out of them. So I don't know. I'm thinking the first one I would like to do is actually the Magic Kingdom, just so I can get in there. And you know, in the morning you're gonna have people so excited to go and stuff like that. It'd make me the happiest. But then at some point, of course, I would like to go to Epcot. But then again, that's gonna be the one where you end up with the most unruly people at the end of the night. So
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. So
yeah, you might want to do Animal Kingdom. You ain't gonna get much of that.
Yeah. Yeah. To me, I want to do a different one every time I can get a chance. You know, if I can work 3 months at the Magic Kingdom, 3 months at Epcot, 3 months at Hollywood Studios, 3 months at Animal Kingdom, that's my goal. So that's what I'd like. So,
they buried the lead here too, John, on some of this stuff too. After this vaccine was announced, it says Disney stock price jumped 10%. But they buried that lead. You know what I'm saying, John? That was in front page reporting about that. You know what I'm saying? It's only about the losses they're talking about. They don't want to talk about the profits.
All of a sudden they're making money again.
So, I don't know. John, I'm going to let you go. I know you got to go in food shopping. My Eagles better win tomorrow, John. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, the Bucks better look a little better tomorrow, too. It was a sad display of football. So.
Before I leave you go real quick, they also show in the barges even more underway at Harmonious over the show at Epcot. So that's happy thoughts too, John. Hearing about the permits for fireworks and then they're building these barges. We get this vaccine and hopefully we can all be back to normal again, John.
Yeah, get back to, my 5-year anniversary. Actually coming up, believe it or not, Doug, in about a year and a half, I'll be at Disney for 5 years. I want to be able to go celebrate with Mickey Mouse. So, you know, I want my picture with Mickey on my 5-year anniversary. So,
yeah, I want that too, John. I'd say we celebrate that more than they celebrate the 50th. How's that sound?
That sounds good to me.
But anywho, John, please be careful. Going to Walmart, I know everybody's wearing a mask like we talked about before.
Yeah, you know it, Bushnell. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, my godson works at he works for Vans in the store up here, and he said people come in without masks, and it's against the law here. It's supposed to be, it's supposed to be enforced, and he was told he's not allowed to tell people to leave if they don't have one on.
Yeah,
he said people's been coming in without them.
Yeah, Disney, we're as a cast member, you're actually empowered to not be rude, but you can get to the point of telling them they have to leave if they will not put a mask on. So
you can't say, yo, idiot. What's wrong with you?
Yo,
put
idiot,
your mask on.
Sir, you need to escort your butt off property. So,
I don't know, John. I'm just excited about hopefully this vaccine, you know, comes through and everything will be fine and we can get on test track and sit right next to each other without a stupid screen up. Plexiglass.
Yeah, these plastic shields, oh boy. They make waiting in line annoying. They make riding boats annoying. So, but I realize at the same time that we have to do that right now. But, yeah, it's an annoying experience. So
I wonder, have you been on test track or seen that? I wonder if they just put people in the one party in the car and that's it, or they have a – I think it would be a pain in the butt to have a plexiglass between the front seat and the back seat.
Yeah, well, I rode it when me and Nicholas went back out there in June, and it was just me and him in the car.
Okay, they didn't put plexiglass in?
No, at that time. And I don't see them putting plexiglass on that because it has to go outside. So I don't think any of the coasters like that, they're putting plexiglass. You know, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, I don't see them doing that. They just skipping aisles and stuff. But like Pirates, I think they're thinking about putting it on Pirates. So,
hey, here, John, here's something else, too. Rumors of Wreck-It Ralph attraction replacing Stitch's Great Escape in Tomorrowland at Magic Kingdom have been around for years. It was only this past March that a permit was filed for demolition inside the building. And Disney finally announced Stitch's Great Escape permanently closed in July. Now it seems work may be underway on a rumored attraction with clear construction and happening near the site. That's pretty cool.
That would be fantastic. I'd love to see a wreck. I wonder what kind of attraction, and because that's not a big space.
No.
They have a little little pre-show area, and then they have where that. So it would almost have to be like a auditorium experience of some sort. So I don't know if they could actually put a moving attraction in that space. I don't think there's enough room, do you?
Unless they revamp the building and open it up a little bit and add to it or something. But no, I hear what you're saying. It'd be very interesting, but anything will be better than what they have because barely anybody goes in there.
Yeah, yeah. And that building is actually, I think it is a little bigger than I think it is because when we went, that's where they had the meet and greet with Ghost Elvis Stitch.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
So when we exited there, you end up way on the other side, almost, you know, where not the Tomorrowland Terrace, but where Sunny Eclipse at. That's what restaurant is that?
Oh, now you took me off guard. Sunshine Seasons.
Cosmic Rays.
Cosmic Rays, yeah, my bad. You took me off guard. Sunshine Seasons. Well, I'm over in Epcot now. Like an idiot.
But, yeah, when we exit it, you can actually see people eating. You come out right by the window of Cosmic Rays.
Yeah.
And then you wind all your way through back out to Tomorrowland on that near where you came in at. So it's a bigger building than I really think it is. So, and maybe they do have enough room for a full-size attraction in there.
Well, anything will be good for the holidays. And speaking of the holidays and the 50th anniversary coming up, they also have a fa-la-la-la-la funnel cake and jolly good time at the Magic Kingdom. And then they have new sugar and spice Christmas churros with eggnog. So the Christmas stuff is everywhere, John, and you won't be eating any of that crap.
No, that's a little too sweet.
What's this now? The Emporium moves merchandise display into Casey Corner's dining room? It's Casey Corner. That's weird.
I guess so people don't sit there and congregate and eat, I guess.
Yeah, that's probably it, John. Good call with that one. I don't know. Apple fritter donut holes at Yorkshire, John. So, I don't know. There's a lot going on that I just can't wait to see. I'm so sad that we haven't been down there. It's going on a year now, John, since I've seen the beautiful place.
You got to be jonesing.
Yeah, very much so.
So. I sent you a picture of Space Mountain tonight.
Yeah, that really excited me. That was a beautiful picture. That building is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's lit up nice like that, isn't it?
Night. Yep.
Yeah, so.
Reminds me of eating up at the California Grill and chilling and looking at that.
Yeah, that's going to be, I'm not going to do it, of course, but that's going to be a test of my willpower is driving by all these beautiful places at night and sitting in a red light knowing I could take my phone out and take a picture and not being able to do it. So, you know. But.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you get caught at that time, you're in trouble.
You're done.
You're done. So,
you did.
Can you do it now if you're on your break?
Our break rooms, you don't want a picture of anything there. So, I don't know. Speaking of that, Doug, the Teamster union is a lot stronger than the other unions that I've worked for out or with Disney. We get better break setups. We get better time walk times and everything like that. So, yeah, they have a little more power than some of the other unions. So we get an hour lunch, half hour is paid, or half hour is off the clock, and a half hour is actually paid because we don't get our 2 15-minute breaks during the day. So get an hour lunch and only have to clock out for half an hour of it. So works. So, I mean, actually, I'll have time to drive around if I wanted to. So maybe.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. And another awesome news is the Kringle Bakery is now open on weekdays at Epcot. So,
well, some school bread for you.
I love my school bread, John. You're not a big fan, are you?
Coconut, can't do it.
It seems poised to open soon, it's saying about that bridge, John. Another article came up about the bridge.
Yeah, I was looking at it, and the bridge seems fine. It's just they have the... you know what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to take the monorail over to the Magic Kingdom and see where it's blocked on that side.
There you go.
Do my investigation. So.
John. Disney's Vacation Club annual dues increasing over 5% on average in 2021. They're going to raise your prices and you ain't been able to go.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, my good. That's... what's this? Saying something about Ratatouille opening in May. We're sorry. We were ready to leave, and now we're continuing to go. Rumor. The France Pavilion job posting indicates Remy's Ratatouille Adventure may open in early 2021, John.
All right.
That's good news.
So, May. Yeah, so that
may open in early 2021, so maybe January we'll get it.
Yeah, so it'll definitely be open by our vacation in May.
Yes.
So hopefully sometime soon, maybe I'll get my preview.
So, but that's about it, John. I'll let you head into your maskless Walmart. Good luck with that, buddy.
Oh, best of luck, best of luck.
And no matter what political side you're on, please be kind to one another, and I'll even be kind to our buddy Dan, who likes to yell at me on Twitter, John.
Yeah. But we can all agree to disagree.
All kidding aside, thanks for listening, Dan. We really appreciate you. Robbie, go get your don't get reservations at that restaurant because they left that bum governor in, buddy.
There you go.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. You know, you got to penalize them for what they did for him. Even though I feel bad because all restaurants need help. So now I'm on the other side. I can argue with myself, John.
I don't think that place needs any help. I think they've done just fine. And from what I've heard of that place, and I actually met the Normans at the Ritz-Carlton here in Orlando had a chef that worked at the French Laundry, and that's all he could talk about. He was a snob and a half and a bit of a jackalope.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think they're doing just fine. They breed snobs. So.
Nah. They're doing a live walkthrough right now of Epcot, John. They're walking down Tudor Lane towards Rose and Crown Pub, but they walk the opposite way My God, is that area beautiful. Tudor Lane is gorgeous walking back there. Every building in World Showcase is gorgeous, but all these buildings in the United Kingdom Pavilion are beautiful, aren't they, John?
Yeah, and I'm eagerly anticipating the time where all our stores can reopen there at the Magic at Epcot, because there's something missing when you can't walk through all them stores too.
And so, please bring back the cast members from the countries.
Yep.
Please. So, all right, John, you go in. Everybody, be kind to one another. We will talk to you soon. Say goodbye, John.
Bye, bye, folks. Have a great week.
Bye. Well, that's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools. And there's no tab here at the Main Street Pub. As usual, drinks are on the house. But if you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate that. Also, you can find us on Twitter at WDW Main Street and Facebook at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. Also, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. You can find our fine sponsors over there: Elite Vacation Homes, David's Vacation Club Rentals, Scooterlando, American Tourist Travel. And again, guys, please be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.